Just about every farmstead had one at one time. Many remain, although few still perform the tasks they were originally built to do. That doesn't mean they aren't important, though. We take a look back on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. You may not have realized that something we might see just about every day is about 900 years old now.
Windmills go back a long way, really back to the 1100s in England, when the first grain grinding windmills were built back there. When the Europeans came to America, they built that same type of windmill up and down the East Coast.
Coy Harris is executive director of the American Windmill Museum in Lubbock, Texas. When you think of windmills in Europe, you perhaps think of Holland, but they were not the first.
Well, England at least had 10,000 grain-grinding windmills. Holland picked up from there, and they're all over the place in Europe.
However, there's a reason we associate those huge old windmills with the country of Holland. They needed them for a very important reason.
Holland had a special need for moving water so that they could move water out of their agricultural land and dump it back in the ocean. And the windmills did that. Did a very good job of it, too.
When those first Europeans came to this continent, the windmills were not far behind.
We have the windmill that came from the site of the very first windmill in America, which was built in 1621 in Virginia.
Today we may associate windmills with pumping water for livestock, but it was many years before that use was developed here.
The early windmills were grain grinders. Some of them did work, like they could drive machinery and whatnot, but it wasn't until 1856 that a New England man built the very first self-governing water-pumping windmill. And he built one that would take care of itself. You could stand out in the back 40 somewhere. You didn't have to go out there and shut it off manually. It would take care of itself because it was self-governing.
This is a really amazing museum with hundreds of windmills that span years and continents. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.